Thank you, Mr. Moderator. If I could just take a moment to have you take a look at page 4 in your warrant article. I feel like a teacher again. On page 4, the school committee report explains the process that was used, explains what happened regarding the Department of Revenue, and explains the focus of why we want, of why the school committee decided that certain funds were needed in the three buildings projects. In the financials that I presented in the State of the Schools address earlier this evening, you see that there is a purpose to provide additional funds in each of our building projects. $100,000 at the Wood End School provides sufficient funds to put a playground in that area and also to provide a sprinkler system for that field that's in front of the school. The funds for the Barrow School, as you notice, the contingency at that school is very low. We also had no money in that budget for FF&E or technology. At the high school, as I explained earlier, the budget came in higher than what we had anticipated, and there is a need for additional funds in contingency, in FF&E, and in technology. The question that you might have is, where did these funds come from, and how did the school committee have the opportunity to move this, these funds into the building projects as they first, as they had initially desired? When the school committee in the former administration built the FY04 budget, which is what we were in last year, the circuit breaker account was not even something that was on the horizon. People knew that something was coming, and no one knew what. What we knew then was that there was a 50-50 account. The 50-50 account was where the towns pay half of the tuition of out-of-district placements. Those are youngsters that are going to school, residential school, outside of Reading, a private special education residential placement. The town pays half of those, and the state picked up the other half. This town never saw the other half of that bill. It didn't provide a lot of funding for many school districts. And the state decided that one way to send more funds to the cities and towns was to do it through special education, since we all share the high burden costs of special education youngsters. And the circuit breaker is a grant program where we pay all of the expenses up front, and through applying for this grant, we then get reimbursed. So the money was spent initially out of our funds, the town funds, the school funds, to pay for all of the activities and initiatives out of the youngsters' individual education plans, the IEPs. So to think that since we got the money from the special education circuit breaker account, that money was not spent on special education youngsters is false. All of the money that was needed to spend on the youngsters in special education to fulfill their IEPs was indeed spent. That money was our money, town money. The money that came back was then reimbursed. This is where we got more money than what we as a school district had anticipated. Namely, because the special education department got very aggressive in securing the funds through the circuit breaker grant. I did some analysis looking at Middlesex League plus some other contiguous towns on circuit breaker funds that they got and what we got. We got far more than what the other towns got. Some neighboring towns got nothing. Maybe they didn't apply. I don't know. All I know is we got $563,000. That's a lot of funds to come in through that grant, much more than what the other cities and towns got in the Middlesex League and contiguous towns. My hat's off to the Special Education Department for their aggressive behavior. The issue here is what can the school department do with that funds at the end? That's why the school department had $683,000 left at the end of that budget, the end of last year's budget. The decision of the school committee was then to look at the issues that we had at hand, the single cost issues, not issues that would have a future cost, like the hiring of a new person, where you have to pay that person each year, or a program that must be sustained over time, but single cost items, items like the capital, improvement of our buildings. The school department along with the town accountant, the town treasurer, town council, myself, the entire school committee, believed that the school committee had the authority to make those transfers. The Department of Revenue thought otherwise. They felt that the appropriate way was through our body, the town meeting. So today we are here in order to request that you validate the request of the school committee in transferring the funds, because they are needed, as I pointed out earlier, in the state of the school address. There's a letter that some of you may have received on the table out front. If you haven't, Ms. Alai will share that with you. That letter is from the Department of Education, from the Commissioner of Education, David Driscoll. And I won't read it to you. You'll be getting a copy in a moment. But this letter gives an opinion on the process that happened, and actually it provides accolades to we as a school district and as a town, working together to provide the funds needed to address the building project issues. So we'll share that with you, as the superintendent of schools and as a fellow town meeting member, to vote to approve this motion, approving these transfer of funds from free cash, where the money now lies, into the three building projects for the needs I mentioned earlier. Thank you.
Mr. Moderator, Mr. Heckenbeckner, town meeting members, on behalf of the school committee, I prepared a presentation tonight. So now if you'll all put on your 3D glasses, we'll get started. Not exactly. I guess Elliot forgot the glasses, but also view graphs aren't appropriate for tonight. So most of you know that's never stopped me in the past. But on behalf of the school committee, let me just say that our decisions are guided by the best interests of the children of Reading, to provide an environment, people, and processes for teaching and learning that continually reach for best in class. We recognize that we can only accomplish this with the support of the taxpayers, town management, and town meeting. And for that reason, fiscal responsibility and strong business management methods are a priority. This school committee, together with the superintendent, uphold the actions that were taken by this committee in June in open meeting to provide the additional funding for our building projects. As Pat stated, we received a letter which is being handed around that actually supports and commends the school and the town for that action. Last April at town meeting, we made a commitment to this body to find ways to close the gaps in the funding of our school building projects. And so tonight we've laid out in detail where the gaps are, how we're working to close them, clarified the sources of the surplus that we had in fiscal 2004, and supported our actions. And we're asking for your support on Article 3, which will enable the actual fund transfer under Article 5. Thank you.